Veterans Day officially lands on Tuesday, but the celebrations begin early. Eastern State Penitentiary has a pop-up exhibit telling the stories of more than 120 formerly incarcerated people who later served in the military. Or you can head to the Museum of the American Revolution on Saturday for a film screening and talk back with military officers. On Sunday at noon, the Veterans Parade marches down Market Street with bands, floats, and vets from every branch of service. However you honor the day, it's a chance to reflect on the sacrifices and resilience of those who risked their lives to protect ours. We'll have all the details on our website, whyy.org/things to do. From there, let's take it to the streets, literally. On Saturday, the Peoplehood Parade steps off from the Paul Robeson House in West Philly, heading to Clark Park with a joyful group of giant puppets, drummers, and banners advocating for individuality, creativity, and social justice. Founded by Spiral Q Puppet Theater, it's now in its 25th year. The parade starts at 1. Art lovers, it's time to get surreal. The Philadelphia Museum of Art opens its new exhibition, Dream World Surrealism at 100, on Saturday. More than 200 works from 70 artists from Dali and Miro to Dorothea Tanning will be on display. This is the only U.S. appearance for the traveling exhibition, so govern yourselves accordingly. The ticketed exhibition starts on Saturday. Film fans can delve into new worlds as well, as the Philadelphia Asian American Film Festival kicks off this week across multiple city venues. It's one of the largest of its kind in the country, showcasing stories from Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander creators. Expect powerful documentaries, moving features, and short films that reflect the diversity and depth of the AANHPI experience. It starts tonight, going through November 16th. If your idea of art comes with a side of something sweet, then we can be friends. The Waffles and Wine Art Show takes over the Old City Jewish Arts Center on Saturday. It's a woman-owned, artist-driven night that pairs unlimited Belgian waffles and wine with galleries of visual art, fashion, and photography. Bring your appetite and make sure you have some empty wall space. It goes from 6 to 10 p.m. If you fancy yourself a singer, but you're too shy to actually do it in front of someone, there's an event where you can, without judgment. Choir comes to the Annenberg Center Saturday for Hallelujah, an epic anthem sing-along. This global phenomenon turns the audience into the performance with no auditions, no solos, just hundreds of voices raised together on songs from Leonard Cohen to Whitney Houston. It starts at 7:30.
I pulled into Nazareth, just feeling about half-assed dead. Just need to find a place where I can lay my head.
But if you want a full band experience, on Friday night, the Keswick Theater in Glenside hosts the Last Waltz celebration honoring the band's legendary 1976 farewell concert. With Garth Hudson's passing earlier this year, there are no surviving members, but tribute act The Band carries the torch, keeping those timeless songs alive. The show starts at 8.
And you put the load right on me.
She's a Prince protege who came from a musical family, but ultimately she found fame with The Glamorous Life. Sheila E. and the E-Train hit City Winery tonight for two shows. 4 decades removed from her first nomination, Sheila finally won a Grammy this year for Best Global Music Performance. The shows are at 6 and 9:30. Whether it's glamorous or not, every life is worthwhile, and so is every weekend. Make the best of both. If you missed anything or want to hear about even more events, head to our website, whyy.org/things to do. I'm Tanya Pendleton, and I'll be back next Thursday with more weekend options. Whatever you choose to do, have a great weekend, everyone.
She don't need a man's touch. She